So our third flag final Brit Bowl winner has been crowned. It's the Cardiff Hurricanes with a 38-26 victory over the Sheffield Predators. Tight until the very end when the Cardiff Hurricanes failed to run out the clock and scored a touchdown instead. We're here with Alex Bakili. Alex, lifting the Brit Bowl, how does that feel for you?
Yeah, it feels great. Obviously, having the whole unbeaten season, getting here, it's been definitely a team experience as much as anything. I think everyone contributed to our team, and that's what makes it so much better than, you know, we don't get here on the virtue of one or two players, you know, necessarily. Maybe that's where we got to last year, I think, perhaps. But yeah, this year definitely a more team oriented performance.
I mean, last year you came up against the London Rebels in the quarterfinals, who eventually won the competition, got out by not by a great margin, but this year no London Rebels, just Cardiff. What was your strategy coming into the game against the Predators, who had also had an unbeaten year?
Before we came into the game, our game plan, even before we arrived on the day, was just play our football. It's gotten us this far. It took us to an unbeaten regular season. Coming to the playoffs, why shouldn't it work? We took it to the semi-finals. We beat Northampton. We beat the West Essex Showboats, of course, sorry. And, it's consistently worked all the way through the season. We've had a few close games. We had two very close games today, but Hurricanes football's won out in the end. And that's what we went for.
So the game against the Oil Cats, it was looking a bit hairy for a little while there. And what did the team say coming in at halftime with that deficit? What was your plan? Did you just change the way that you played in any way, or did you just find the breaks coming for you in the second half?
In the first game, I don't think we played our football as we normally do. There were definitely chinks in the armour, and I think some of the height that the Aberdeen Oil Cats had, that really helped to exploit it. But we've got experienced defensive players. We've got Joe, of course, the head coach. We've got Nick Keyes, who's head coach of the Swansea Titans in the BUAFL. And he brought us in. They said, right, just hunker down, tighten up, just keep your heads up and keep your head screwed on. And we eventually managed to pull that one out. But that was a close game. We came in, we were rocked by them. Big props to the Aberdeen Oil Cats.
I mean, coming through, one thing that was noted by people on the sidelines was that when Cardiff went forward trying to get the ball, they took the 5 to 7 yards when they needed it, and they just inched down the field, scored in their first three possessions, but then coming near the end of the game, still a 6-point game. Was it tighter than you were expecting, having sort of had so much success on those early drives?
Which game are you talking about now?
On the final.
Yeah, but we, throughout the season, we hadn't met the Sheffield Predators at all this season, and we were well aware of their prowess offensively and defensively, so we knew it was going to be a much tougher game. It was all down to who broke first, and fortunately for us, Sheffield broke first.
So how would you think, I mean, Sheffield have running skill, they've got receiving skill, how did you set up to defend that last drive as you were down by six, probably around a minute to go? How did you psych yourself up for that one?
That's probably a better question to ask Joe, but I'll try and answer it as best I can. Well, throughout the game, obviously, we'd seen who was posing a threat to us, which players, which obviously they're all threats because they're a very athletic team. But, you know, when it comes down to the final minute, where they're going to go, they're going to go deep, they're going to go long, they're going to try and make the big plays, and you've just got to stamp them out. And I think that's what we did that quite well.
So what's next for the Cardiff Hurricanes now? Brit Bowl under the belt?
2 years running. Why not?
And that says it pretty succinctly. Thank you very much, Ali.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Oh.